Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break. Fun show so far. You get the podcast at theticketfm.com. You can always call or text 402-464-5685. Watch and comment on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. This show is sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Yes, yeah, it is.
It is sponsored by them.
Thank you, Gaina Trucking.
GainaTrucking.com. If you have any curiosity about applying for a job with Gaina Trucking.
Thank you to all the sponsors.
Yes.
And everybody that makes all this possible.
We've had some Bagels and Joe coffee this morning to keep us going.
A lot
as always.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You asked me a question earlier. I think you felt a little bit self-conscious for some reason. You said, would you please tell me you've had some coffee? I said, yes. Why? I don't drink that whole pot by myself is what you said.
Right. Bagels and Joe, you should know. We have Jake has a pot of your coffee ready to go every morning.
I do. I need it. You need it. We all need it.
Right. It's really good.
It perks us up.
Yeah. And we drink it. We drink it every single morning. And it's excellent.
It is very good.
It's excellent with sugar or without.
And we've had for many months now the Snickerdoodle brand.
Yeah.
Which is delicious.
Yeah.
We might highly
change
recommend
it up, though.
No. Well, we could, but why would you change from the best to something potentially not as good?
Right.
I'm sure all their flavors are good, but I mean.
Thank you for covering yourself.
Yeah, I did. But Snickerdoodle is just so good. It's just the ultimate coffee.
All right. Let's get into this.
All right.
This discussion.
Yeah, I want to ask you the question, and I want you guys to call or text your responses 464-5685. It's a short question, but it's a big answer. What is a better job for a head football coach? Nebraska or Wisconsin?
Oh, that's a good question. It's
there are pros and cons at both places.
Yeah, it's
in this conversation.
I mean, I think you could start. I think you start with the road we went down yesterday, that we were both struck by. I think the enthusiasm for Nebraska football, even with all the losing and all the strife, is great. What we're finding. This fan base is really real. It's really real. And remember the road we went down yesterday with Wisconsin?
Yes.
How we were struck last year by how silent it was, how quiet it was walking to the stadium, the lack of enthusiasm the night before, Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
I was struck by that. But game day in particular, and it's not like I went to the stadium all that early. I was going when it should be peak time of tailgating and fandom, and there wasn't much of it.
Well, as AD pointed out yesterday, I mean, Nebraska didn't help themselves out by being 3-7 going into that football game.
Does that matter? Does that matter at Nebraska? Indiana didn't exactly come in here. I mean, they're 3-1, but that's not a great team. It doesn't matter here. That's my point. It doesn't matter who's here. See what I'm saying? Come on. Come at me.
I was giving one counterpoint just to give Wisconsin.
But you see what I'm saying?
I did.
It Nebraska, it doesn't matter who's coming in here. Place is full. Right? Doesn't matter if it's the opening of rifle deer season. That was the big topic last year when Nebraska was there last November. Well, it is the start of deer rifle season. Whatever. Okay, great. Rifle deer season.
Does everyone hunt up here?
Yeah.
Everyone and their dog hunted in Wisconsin.
Yeah. So there, I would start there. Now, I will say this. I think there's more pressure here on a coach. I think.
But maybe. I mean, Chris had a pretty damn good record. He's got whacked at Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Hold the phone on pressure. Gary Anderson made the Big Ten championship and got fired after
that.
How
did he get fired?
Did he resign?
He didn't technically get fired.
He was told to leave.
That
basically.
Was a complicated situation. He took a job at Oregon State. That's what happened.
Which was by
now was all he forced
accounts
out?
A step down.
You need to do your research on that. He didn't get fired.
Wasn't there some sort of issue though with administration?
Again, have to look into it. Now let's get back to pressure. You're right. Now that's not cut and dried, especially right now because the bar is really low at Nebraska. There wouldn't be a meet. I gotta dig out of this. Okay, I'm digging out right now. There wouldn't be immediate pressure on the new coach. There wouldn't be because the bar is exceedingly low right now, but it won't stay low for long. Here, right? It won't stay low for long. But you're right. Now Chris just got fired. They were 9-4 last year, Wisconsin.
Yes, they were.
They were 9-4 last year. 4-3 in 2020. COVID year. The COVID year got Christ. That's where you started to see, doesn't look right, right? 4-3 in 2020. Didn't feel right, didn't look right. Last year, 9-4, not bad, but man, they lost to Minnesota, the rival, in the last game.
Mm-hmm.
That cost them. They could have won the West. They lost to Minnesota. That's a big deal up
there. Sure it is. Huge deal.
Okay. And then this year, it just unraveled. Now they had a quick trigger, though. I mean, that's a pretty quick trigger.
I think. I mean, that loss to Illinois was pretty stunning on Saturday, 34-10.
Yes,
way late.
I think if you looked since COVID year 2020, if you look at Chris' records, 15-10, okay, 15-10 and 9-8 in the Big Ten, and they whacked him. Now, is there something, and I don't think there's anything, there's nothing that suggests there was anything untoward behind the scenes, no hint of scandal. Chris McIntosh, the Wisconsin AD, just decided it wasn't going in the right direction. Now, he was very tight-lipped, by the way. I don't know if you noticed his press conference to announce the firing. He didn't say much. Kept his cards close to his vest. Didn't say much other than, I just didn't feel like it was going in the right direction. That was the theme. That he's got to determine if he feels like the program is headed in the right direction, and he determined that it wasn't.
So, Paul Chryst took over in 2015, correct? I think that was right.
Yeah, this is his eighth year.
So, 10-3, 11-3, 13-1, phenomenal start.
Mm-hmm.
Great first 3 years. Then in 2018, remember, they were preseason top four. They were on the cover of SI as the team to beat because they had just gone 13-1, and they go 8-5. Huge disappointing year. Bounce back, 10-4, 2019. As you mentioned, 4-3 in COVID year, 9-4 last year, 2-3 starts this year. So I guess they were slipping a little bit.
Right.
Compared to 2017 and 2015, 2016.
Right. You didn't save me. You shouldn't have to save me.
What did I do?
I just want to go back on what I said, where the expectations here are greater. They're great here.
I think they might be higher at Wisconsin. Within the last 6 years, they have been seen as a playoff contender.
The reason I say it, though, is history. Nebraska is known for firing two 9-win, 10-win coaches. I say 10 because Solich ultimately was attached to that Alamo Bowl win in 2003, right?
Yes.
So that's where I'm coming from. But in the press conference to announce Paul Chryst's firing, Chris McIntosh, the Wisconsin AD, did say, here we expect to win championships. He sounded a little bit like Gene Smith at Ohio State. We expect to win championships. He wasn't talking about the division, okay? Because pretty soon there's not going to be a division, by the way. So I wonder how much he's thinking of, the AD is thinking about that. And by the way, I wonder how much we should be thinking about that here. We're not going to be talking about winning. You know, this whole discussion we always used to have or still have when we shouldn't about winning the divisions are going away.
We don't know what it's going to look like. If it's going to be pods or what the situation is.
How's that going to look? I mean, what are we going to say? We just got to win our pod. Are they going to hang a banner for winning a pod? Pod champion 2026?
No, you're not going to win that. You're not going to get a banner for that.
I don't think so.
Well, you've got two more chances, this year and next year, in the division, the Big Ten West as we know it, to win the division.
Divisions are going away.
Yes.
Now, I kind of...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
I just botched this, but I applaud any AD who's thinking about, we have to topple Ohio State here, okay? We can't settle into this pattern of just conceding to Ohio State, right?
No.
Well, how do you address that if you're the AD at Nebraska right now with this hire? Do you look at it like, I got to find the coach to topple Ohio State? In a sense, you do, right?
That's a big ask there.
But isn't that what we're talking about?
I wonder if you had to ask Trev, what is the goal?
When you say it that way, you sound like you're just giving in to Ohio State.
The Big Ten has done that for quite some time now.
What if I said to you, you have to find the coach that can beat Ohio State fairly regularly?
I would ask you, how much money do you have, sir?
Well, we have unlimited money, sir.
Okay, well then, call everybody at that point.
Isn't that what we should consider? Is Mickey Joseph the guy that can topple Ohio State consistently? Is Lance Leipold that guy? Who is that guy? Is that guy Bill O'Brien?
This is why I don't. It's hard to assess what the long-term goals are for this program.
Why is it hard to assess that?
Because Ohio State's always going to be there.
Go ahead.
There are teams. I mean, we've talked before. Like, Alabama has gone through cycles where they have not been good. I mean, they've been pretty much good all the time, but they've had cycles where they're down.
It sounds to me like you're just conceding that you can't win the conference.
Ohio State has been a pretty much a top five team for a very long time, right?
The divisions are going away. Are you conceding that Nebraska can never win the conference?
I'm not conceding. I'm saying it's very unlikely.
Come on. Not with the right
consistently?
Coach. I'm not saying they should consistently win it, but
this brings us back to the one name that we brought up earlier in the hunt. It's Urban Meyer. Mm-hmm. If that is your goal is to get the coach that could beat Ohio State or be a on top of the conference consistently, there's one coach out there that can do that. Mm-hmm. That's Urban Meyer. We've not mentioned him for a while.
There's not just one. There's just one that we know of.
One that we know of for sure. He would be able to do that.
Right. There's somebody that can.
if that is the goal of
ask you, what is your goal if it's not to win the conference?
Well, that's a question you have to have. Ask Trev Alberts. He's the one making the hire.
You can make the college football playoff without winning the conference. You will be able to.
Yes.
When they expand to 12. You'll be able to get in without winning the conference. The Big Ten will have three or four teams, right? Three?
Well, probably three.
Yeah.
And if you can't topple Ohio State, okay, go to number two. What coach can topple Jim Harbaugh? What coach can topple Lincoln Riley when they get in the conference?
Lincoln Riley? You're
not, yeah, USC.
Yeah.
There'll be a Big Ten team in two years. Geez. I mean, you gotta it's not just Ryan Day and Ohio State.
You gotta get a guy here. I mean, this is all, you know what the value of this conversation is? It reminds everybody, including us, that you gotta get this right. There is significant pressure on the AD. This is not playtime. We're not hiring a coach just to finish sixth in whatever the Big Ten's gonna look like. All right? That's not going to do it. That's not what we want here, right?
No. Well,
I don't think so.
Yeah.
What Wisconsin did basically was say, hey, 9-4 is not good enough. 9-4 is not good enough. That they clearly felt like Wisconsin was falling way too far behind Ohio State, right?
Well, they got smoked 2 weeks ago,
right,
by them.
Right. 56-21, I think was the final. It might have been 55,
I think,
but whatever.
It felt worse than that.
It did.
Never close.
And then, you know, of course, they got waylaid by Illinois. I just think McIntosh felt it slipping, and it seems so much like what happened with Frank Solich. It does. It really does.
Gravitating to mediocrity.
I am not sold on the fact that Wisconsin's expectations are higher than Nebraska. They seem like it right now because it's so fresh, that firing of Crist. But Nebraska's got to have those sort of expectations that Wisconsin has, right? Right?
Yeah.
Jake?
No, there's no reason why Nebraska, if Wisconsin can expect to contend for the conference, Nebraska should be able to also.
What's the better job? Okay, Nebraska.
Go back to that question. Wisconsin, what's the better job?
Yeah, Wisconsin does not have a $165 million athletic training complex, and Wisconsin does not have an NIL operation. All right, so those are two factors in Nebraska's favor right there. Wisconsin does not have the level of fan support that Nebraska has. Nebraska's a better job, is what I'm telling you. $165 million athletic training facility that will be the headquarters of the program. NIL operation that's much stronger than Wisconsin's, I can tell you that unequivocally. Okay? More fan support. Much more. I'm going to say much more. Who's a better job? Forget the expectations conversation. It's probably a wash. It's probably a wash. Those other factors make Nebraska a better job. Yep. Better job.
I can't push back against that. We got some calls we got to get to here. I don't know who they
are. Please do.
If you can hear us, you're on early break, go ahead. Anybody there? All right. We'll try this one. If you can hear us, you're on early break, go ahead. Who do we have here?
This is John.
Hey, John.
Hi, John. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. And Sip, you just mentioned this, touched on this, but I heard Dave Revson yesterday from Big Ten Network. He said that when you're talking about Wisconsin and Nebraska, he said that they don't even have a 100-yard practice field, and they practice inside the stadium. And
I think that's right.
They were also speaking that their NIL and their support staff are not built up like they should be in this day and age. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Thanks, thank you.
John, appreciate the call.
So, Jake, John just affirmed what I just said. Wisconsin doesn't have a organized NIL operation, which is probably why Caleb Williams didn't, you know, play ball with them and went to USC, where he's getting a lot of money.
Well, he's doing well there, too.
Yeah, Wisconsin wasn't in position to put together a package because they don't have the operation. And you wonder if that's part of the reason why Wisconsin is moving on from Crist, that he just didn't get that stuff done. Yeah, their facilities not on par with Nebraska's, but not many people will be on par with Nebraska's now. Nebraska not only enhancing its training facility, well, I mean, it'll be one of the best in the country, one of the top five, but now they're gonna enhance their stadium. I mean, Nebraska's pouring all the money it can, into it. There's just more commitment. I'm going to say there's more commitment.
There's more commitment.
Jake, there's no doubt which is the better job.
I know right there is the key. I mean, there is way more commitment here. I agree with you on 1,000% of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no, now let's stop and think what we're talking about right now, please. We're talking that Nebraska has more puts more into the program, right? You agree?
I do.
There's more there.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But the expectations are the same. What? Now, if I'm a head coach, I'm looking at it and saying, well, I'd rather coach at Nebraska then. Because if the expectations are the same and they're pouring more into it, then I want to be at the place where there's more.
The thing is, I think Nebraska fans have been humbled more than Wisconsin fans have in terms of these expectations now.
Yeah. Okay.
I think they both ultimately have a similar goal of what they want
okay,
to be.
Okay, so what I'm suggesting, thank you for further adding to the point that Nebraska's a better job.
That's why I would say that right now.
Because the expectations at Wisconsin are higher,
still higher,
but they
right
don't
now
have the commitment that Nebraska has.
Well, I think right now, I mean, overall, they both have expectations of up here. Wisconsin still has that here. Nebraska's like here because they got to get, they're here right now. They got to go up here. And
yeah, they've been knocked down.
You got to climb some pegs here.
Yeah, McIntosh, what he did was signal expectations here are high.
Yep.
Nebraska signaled that a long time ago. Same thing. Nebraska signal the same thing a long time ago, but then just fell off?
Yeah, that's the warning that Wisconsin has
right
now.
Nebraska signaled that in 2003.
They did.
All right.
They didn't get it right.
And they signaled it again in 2014.
They did.
They did.
Got it wrong both times.
They did. But they signaled it a long time ago. I don't think the expectations are that much different. They just feel different because Nebraska's been on the downslope for so long. And Wisconsin hasn't. And that AD's looking at it saying, we can't let it happen. And he felt like that's where it was going with Paul. Right?
I think we should have Jeff Patricus on at some point and say, hey,
we can try tomorrow.
Our friend from Milwaukee and say, hey, what's the better job? He might say Wisconsin because he's from up there.
I don't think he would.
I'd be curious what he says is why.
He might not know the dynamics at Nebraska. That's the thing.
That's possible. We'll try to track him down. Robin Washit is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.